from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
To lose 2-1, they've been in these games, David. I know no one wants to hear it.
Nick Nastrini comes up from AAA Charlotte, pitches his heart out, and was very good, deserved a victory, and the White Sox can't manufacture any runs. They get swept again for the 21st time. That's bad. And then nobody really showing up is just
bullet phone.
the lack of attendance there.
Yeah, I know.
Is glaring, and I think when you look back just a couple weeks ago, the Cubs series followed by the Yankees' presence, there were people in the stands. Alas,
I cannot
change.
It has gone through my mind to go out and to enjoy a game, and by that I just mean enjoy the ballpark and enjoy the kind of end of summer aspect of it and the roominess of the building.
It's an opportunity for people who haven't gone to go. You could go online and get very affordable tickets. You would spend more on coffee in the morning than you would on a White Sox ticket right now.
And I did that when the kids were young. We went and spent the nice summer day there, and we literally moved around the park and sat in every ass.
You could do that.
And at one point, we sat as high up as you can sit just to get the view of it. And we're all like, oh, I need a Sherpa to get to the seat. And the next thing you know, we were on the screen together because we're all wearing Sox gear, and it was hilarious.
Hey, is that Mully? Yeah, put a camera in his face.
Oh, I don't think they knew who I was, but we had like
your kids are cute.
The kids were very cute.
Your kids are cute. That's what I was getting at.
And my wife, God bless her, she did a great job. Even though she's from Detroit, she wore Sox gear, and
Sunday's the day.
We looked like real happy family.
You're still really happy family.
Pictures
are different. Yes,
I love my crew.
So Sunday, Garrett Crochet scheduled to pitch again. Check the weather first. Please check the weather before you go.
I think I'm not sure they're gonna. They might limit him to 2 pitches in this game.
Might be. That'd be slicing his workload in half. Sean Manaea, local guy.
Yeah.
Going against Garrett Crochet, 2 big lefties on the mound. That would be worth watching.
Especially, you know, here's the thing. We are in a countdown to the beginning of the NFL season. The college football season kind of began last night.
It did. We'll get to that.
We'll get into
it. It did because of something that happened.
Right. But the NFL is start. I mean, we are sitting here, and it is the 30th of August. And next week, we go Thursday, Friday, the Bears on Sunday. I mean, it is the beginning. If you're not feeling the passion and the intensity of this upcoming football season, you're not a football fan.
And this is a football city.
Oh, my God.
So we are so awaiting this anxiously. The last weekend we have to do without the NFL for a very long time.
For a very long time.
And this season threatens to last longer in Chicago than it has in recent years.
Look at Mr. David. Look at
On. It's going into January. We're not playing just 17 games here. We're not just watching 17. There could be an 18th, maybe 19th.
Get on the band.
I don't know. But you want to start now. And it starts next Thursday. I'm telling you that because I want you to be prepared when we come in here, probably Thursday morning, and we make our predictions.
Yeah. Okay. I already have a good start.
No, I don't want to know. I don't want to know.
I've got to make a couple phone calls. I'm not going to lie.
We go every division, and we're going playoff teams, and we're going Super Bowl.
I'm all over it. You know I love this time of year.
I know.
And I know you are shot out of a cannon.
The Definitely. I love college football's debut last night. I mean, I know last week was ground zero or week zero with Florida State and Georgia Tech. Sorry.
The end of college football.
No, I mean, last night was more exciting. Last night, I feel like we got a glimpse of the best player in college football this year.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I think that...
Was that a quarterback or a wide receiver?
It was a wide receiver.
Oh, interesting.
And a defensive back.
Ooh.
And I think that when you look at...
We got to give out a Heisman.
I know. Travis Hunter is as good of a player as there is in the college football this year.
A shotgun snap taken by Shadur. Throws it right side. Travis Hunter reaches up. Makes a spectacular grab. Touchdown. Touchdown, Colorado. He's an alien. He's a freak. He's a mutant. Best player in college football.
I agree with Big Voice Guy.
Yeah, he's a mutant.
I don't know if I agree he's a mutant.
Thank you, sir. How kind of you.
That seems kind of insulting.
You freak. Oh, mercy.
Yeah, I don't think I would go that far. But I just wanted to pay the kid a compliment. He plays
Didn't go far enough.
He plays with energy on both sides of the ball. And he is likely to be drafted as a cornerback high. Mm. But he can play wide receiver. As you saw the touchdown catch, that was remarkable. And I just feel like after one game, I'm ready to say he's the best player in college football.
Well, you tell that alien that you appreciate his skill set.
Nanu.
Listen, mutant.
I mean, why would he go that far?
I mean, he really kind of got over his skis.
That was a little bit much.
He's a freak. He's a mutant. Best player in college football.
I'm sure that Deion Sanders is not pleased.
Because he wants his son to be?
No, you can't talk about his players that way.
Oh, yeah.
He's very protective, Deion.
He refuses to answer any questions from Big Voice Guy.
He was going at it yesterday.
Is he a freak?
Even after they won and they held off North Dakota State, which definitely North Dakota State represented his program very well on national television.
That was a big win for them.
It was a win, even though they lost.
Well,
I agree with that.
They got paid a lot of money, too.
They got paid.
Did they make $1.5 million for that game?
Yes.
Think about that.
It's going to help fund the program.
Yes.
They have a proud tradition. They're going to be contenders in the FCS, and that is a great opportunity they took advantage of. But back to Colorado, Deion's chirping after the game about, a lot of you wanted to come see us lose. A lot of you wanted to... Relax, man. Come on, Prime. Cool. Be cool.
I mean, the thing is, like, once they start to lose, and they'll lose a few games...
They're going
to
lose.
Then no one will... It'll be like last year, where... Wow, look at this story. This is so dynamic. This, what happened to those guys again?
That
was last year.
They were the most publicized 4-8 team in America.
It was like the world was flat, and they just sailed right off the edge. That's what it felt like last year. Seriously, they just disappeared.
Rocky Mountain low.
Yeah, and the same thing could happen.
It could happen, although Travis Hunter, I know Shadur Sanders is a very highly rated quarterback. Yes. I don't know that I was as impressed with him as I wanted to be in the opener. I think we have to wait and see where that's headed. He's a good player, but Travis Hunter
is going to make more money than DJ Moore in like 2 years.
I think he's going to be a better defensive back. I think he could be a better DB. In the NFL.
Then wide receiver?
Yeah. I think those are harder to find. I think it's a good debate, though, because you hear a lot of scouts that have talked about this. They've written about this in the Colorado media when they're allowed to write about this.
They're allowed to write. They just can't ask questions.
He's not going to be a two-way player in the NFL. I don't think
I don't think so
feasible.
Either. It's very difficult to do that. Although, you know, his skill set is so good that – you know, you're going to be tempted to try to get the ball in his hands in different fashion.
I think that's a good point. Colorado held on. They came back, and they win. So they're 1-0. Travis Hunter has a good national televised showing, so he's probably going to be in a lot of Heisman conversations. Around the rest of college football, Illinois rallied around your doubts, and they shut out Eastern Illinois 31-0.
Whose doubts?
Yours.
I was not the one doubting them.
I
was accused of not having any...
What was that score there? 45-0. Excuse me. 45-0.
Yeah.
Wow.
I've never doubted.
Minnesota takes one on the chin.
Yeah, that
rode the boat, ran aground. Man, 19-17 losers to North Carolina.
That's not good just because North Carolina's not a rated team and the Big Ten's really tough this year.
The Big Ten is like the Big misnamed and it doesn't really represent exactly what you're talking about. It's so deep.
The Big Ten is so big that they could get 10 teams in the playoff.
The Big Ten.
There's 18 of them. Maybe they get.
They're going to get a lot of teams in the playoffs.
6 or 7.
Best team in the Big Ten is
Ohio State.
I think Oregon.
Okay.
They're the trendy pick.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you're nothing.
I don't really have a lot of faith in your guy Ryan Day.
Yeah, you want him fired too?
I don't know if I want him fired. I do think he's facing a lot of pressure.
No accountability. Mully hopes he has a good year so he can keep his job.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
You're referring to the text line, not me. The texter referred to you as that way.
You questioned if I was doubting Illinois, but in reality, I said, no, nothing bad will happen in Illinois.
Well, they look like they're off to a very good start, although Eastern Illinois is not a good challenge. But a lot of college football stuff.
It's the opening weekend. It's not like you go down to College Station.
Wisconsin opens tonight.
Oh, wait a minute.
That's Notre Dame tomorrow night.
Oh, that's not
That's the game of the weekend.
Friend of mine, I was talking to him, where he's like, hey, about Notre Dame. If they lose, do they have to win out then to get in the playoff? I was like, no. The playoff opens up a lot differently. But you know what? They can't win a conference. So they probably, if they really want to ensure, they've got some tough games. You just don't want to misstep in your first game.
The point of Notre Dame, though, tomorrow, a lot of people have referenced, and it's a good one. If they win this game, their schedule is very conducive for them to
make a run,
make a good run. And this is the opportunity that they need to take advantage of, even with an inexperienced line on the road, even with the new quarterback and Riley Leonard playing with this team for the first time.
Yeah, and that combination has to scare you.
A little bit.
Just say a new line, limited number of starts, new quarterback, limited time with team, even though he's an accomplished player.
But let's look at the big picture. College football, these are the kind of realities most programs are facing now in the age of the portal.
That's exactly correct.
You're bringing in a new quarterback almost every season for a lot of these contenders, and they're mixing and matching with guys on their offensive line who are either transfers or new players.
All except Clemson. And they're going to prove that the old way is the best way. And
they have the Lord
Georgia
on their side.
Oh, no, wait, no.
They have God on their side.
I am so anxious to see them lose tomorrow. I really hope I'm not let down. I don't know what it is about Dabo Swinney. I apologize in advance.
Well, I do.
I hear he's a great guy.
There's a lot of self-righteousness there.
Oh, my gosh.
I think that turns off a lot of people.
Yeah, that'd be nice to see the backhand of God give him a little bit of a lesson in humility.
He's got to adapt and adjust. They just haven't for whatever reason.
He's got to go visit the Grand Canyon and stare in awe at the greatness of nature compared to him.
Whoa, this is not the week to be staring at the Grand Canyon. You might get overwhelmed by a deluge. You see how the flood's there?
It's good stuff.
Oh my gosh. Good stuff. It's scary.
Nature is
It's nature.
Stuff. That's what I'm saying.
Incurring its wrath. Mother Nature's angry in Arizona.
Let's go on a canoe trip.
Mother Nature's angry this week in general. She rained on Garrett Crochet's parade here.
Mother Nature is clearly biting back, Mr. David, for all the destruction of her planet.
I get it. I understand her point of view.
Humanity is cancer to the planet Earth.
I definitely see why she.
Why you gotta
she's
bring
got
that
a point.
Up.
Mother Nature has a point.
Mother Nature, you can't mess with nature because if you do mess with nature, that's part of nature too.
Is that a poem?
It's a song.
It's a song, yeah. Or well, songs really are poems.
Oh, look at you!
Songs that, are
right,
poetry.
You are a poet.
Well, I think when you look at a lot of the best songwriters, I've referred to country music as some of the best poetry you're ever going to find. Just because the stories that
I get drunk,
they tell.
The
not,
day
no.
My mom got out of prison.
Not quite like that. Taylor Swift is as much poet as she is songwriter. And she's still going to help the Cubs win this weekend.
How about that? The Taylor candle lives.
I like that. I think people are scoffing at that because it says more about their problems with Taylor Swift than anything.
Who would possibly have a problem
with
Taylor
gosh.
Swift? What is wrong with you? Go watch that Eras Tour concert. And you know, track her plane for a while. Oh, no, don't do that. But do watch her perform. She is just out there giving it her all, for God's sake.
Well, you
I
don't
know
have
it's
to,
expensive.
You don't have to convince me.
We got a big, big, big game tonight. We've got our guy, Brandon Fryer, is prepared for it. He's turning it into politics. I don't understand
why. I thought that Brandon, of all people, yes. would understand that this is not the show to talk politics or to go there. And yet his T-shirt is promoting
his T-shirt.
A certain ticket for 2024.
He's got the ticket. It's Clark and Reese. He's got a political T-shirt. I hope you're watching on Twitch because it says Clark and Reese 24. And it's really fun. Because I don't know that they're on the same ticket. But they are running for Rookie of the Year.
They are running for Rookie of the Year. Yeah. The Sky struggling, 1-4 since the break. The Fever not struggling, 4-1 since the break. Caitlin Clark looks like she took advantage of her rest, and she has been...
Fever on fire.
She has been on fire. She has been as good as any player in the league.
She's taking names.
She looks like she's playing for Iowa again. She's taking step-back threes. She's...
Yeah, she's good.
Hitting her teammates when they're open, assists and shots and all the things. They're in town. It's an expensive ticket, and Brandon is all ready to go.
Yeah. Are you going?
No, I'm not going. It's too expensive. I can't
You've
afford
sold
it.
Your tickets?
I wish. If I sold my tickets, I could have been on a nice
I'm
trip.
Going.
You're going.
I am. This is a birthday present for me.
You're kidding. So when did you get this gift?
In May.
What foresight?
Well, yeah, he is from Iowa.
I know. But
my dad was. There was a gift for my dad, and he knows me well.
Oh wow!
I have not seen Caitlin Clark play in person since her freshman year.
So Alex,
so it's
Cooney,
been a while.
You live in Chicago. You're going to a Sky game at Wintrust Arena. You also have, you Iowa people kind of. Like,
do you have an Iowa 22 jersey?
Yeah. I do not. I don't have a jersey. One of the guys I'm going with, I went to Iowa with, and he. I invited him earlier in the week. He's like, you think I can get a 22 jersey in time? Like, I doubt it.
I doubt it.
I
what
very
do you
much
want to happen
it.
Tonight, then, Mr. Conflicted Interests?
Rooting for the Sky. I'm from Chicago.
Look at him.
Come
You're
on.
Lying to yourself.
Come on.
I don't believe that for a minute.
I'm not one of those.
I don't believe that for a minute.
Why did you invite a friend instead of selling his ticket?
Yeah, I probably should have sold it.
$2,000.
Not enough foresight, apparently.
You call up your buddy. Hey, what are you doing on Friday? Why don't we go to the game? It's only going to cost you $2,000.
I wonder how many people there tonight will be. Maybe this is a dumb question. There are a lot of Sky fans
in
Chicago.
Yes, tons of Sky fans. They show up every time.
There will be a lot of 22 jerseys and jerseys,
they will
though.
Be, yeah,
they won't outnumber Sky fans, though. Caitlin Clark fans won't outnumber Sky fans tonight, will they?
I was at the store, and I saw T-shirts on sale, Caitlin Clark for the Fever. And I thought, wow, that's extraordinary that there's no Angel Reese T-shirts for sale.
Well, then you're saying that I might be right. There might be more Caitlin Clark fans tonight than Sky fans.
I think it's kind of a problem for the WNBA because they weren't happy that she had so many fans when she came in.
That's and ridiculous. They want, I, think about what you I, just said. I, think about
you
what
get
you
that
just
sense?
Said. Yes,
there was
but
a
it's
certain
ridiculous.
Amount of jealousy, and
that's the absurdity
amount,
of it.
But she is the Taylor Swift of the WNBA, whether anyone likes it or not.
Yes, you're right.
So, you know, maybe Kanye shows up. He's Chicago guy made good and tells Caitlin Clark, I'm going to let you finish. But first,
no, let's
Beyonce's video was bad. Like, there's going to be something like that happening.
I hope not. I if she gets booed, it will be a product of Sky fans outnumbering Caitlin Clark fans. She's going to be...
She's not getting booed.
She's not getting booed. I'll be shocked if she gets booed.
She's worth the price of admission. She's
then you
the
guys
Steph
are making
Curry.
My point.
Yeah, it's gonna. I agree. It's going to be more Caitlin Clark fans, I believe, especially with the Labor Day weekend. It's Friday night game. Extra time. Yeah.
That's why people are paying $2,000 a ticket for courtside seats. Right. That's why Alex paid $2,000 for his.
Thank Definitely God not his, courtside.
Thank,
but yeah.
Thank God his father's wealthy. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Hey, look, it's like $150 awesome. Bucks to get in. It's not a ton, but or it's not a
It's a lot of money for a WNBA.
Guys, but it's $4 to get into a Sox game. That's a lot of money to get into the Sky, to see the Sky play.
You
could take a family of four to a Sox game for $20.
20 of your buddies.
How much are hot dogs at Sox games? I mean, I'm just wondering how cheaply you could get in and out of there this weekend. The Mets are in town. Probably $50.
Yeah, I think you end up paying prices. I mean, I don't think it's as bad.
Have they reduced the price for the campfire milkshake?
I don't know, but if one hasn't had one, it's meant to be phenomenal. I haven't had one. Mm. Have you had one?
No, I have not.
Brandon, you've had one?
I have not.
Oh my God!
It's out there a couple weeks ago.
I haven't had one, but I was doing a Cubs game. I was on the board, and Zach Zaidman told me worth the price.
Yeah, really?
Zach, because it's outstanding.
Zach and Coombe had one when the Cubs were out there a few weeks ago. Yeah, they were bragging about.
Says that. You can only have one because
it's so
you're gonna feel. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You're gonna feel a little sick after, but it's worth it.
And Zach eats very healthfully. He's very
right.
He's a picture of health.
He used to.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.